Sagittarius, and welcome to your Vision Quest astrology reading, audio styled. My name is Eric Francis, and here we are at the 11th of the 12 signs. I'm doing them in order of the crosses, not in forward or backward sequential order. So I've just done Virgo, and now we're here to talk about your sign, which is powerfully influenced by Virgo this year. It really is one of the central themes expressed in your sign, but that's a little bit ahead of the story. I want to first talk about the importance of Pisces in your chart to set the background. And I know I did some of this in the written portion, and I'd want to just, you know, say it maybe in a little bit different way and see if I can sort of vibrationally convey to you why your sign has as its what you might think of as its central main thing, water. Okay, so the signs of the zodiac are organized into three crosses: cardinal, fixed, and mutable. You are on the mutable cross. Everything else on the mutable cross is an extension of your sign. It's an extension in the four directions. We might say that your direction is east of the four directions, and that that what is directly below you in the inverted way that the chart works, which I've not totally been able to figure out, is north. And so that's Pisces. And then in the west is Gemini, and in the south is Virgo. And all of the mutable signs are very active right now. So I'm going to go around the mutable signs, and then I'm going to look at a couple of other signs and just share my ideas of how they relate directly. So one of the ways that we think about the signs is in this angular method. And so basically every sign is elaborated by every other sign, especially the signs on its cross. And the very next sign on your cross is Pisces, and it is your taproot. It is the thing that connects you to existence, in a sense. And it is like the deep inner core of what's going on in your sign. And the deep inner core of what's going on in your sign is a whole bunch of water expressed in the sign Pisces. And this has always been true, and it is especially true now that there are so many planets in Pisces. And it is worth mentioning that Pisces has been active for a long time. There have been outer planets moving through Pisces for quite a while, and what we have now currently is a new phase of outer planets moving through Pisces that transitioned around 2010. So previously in Aquarius, began gathering in Pisces around 2010, and in particular they include Chiron and Neptune. And this is exaggerating the water effect. And in astrology, water represents that which is sensory, that which is emotional, that which is, in a way you might think of, clairvoyant. Some of the signs with the most clairvoyant effects are the water signs, particularly Pisces and Scorpio. And that is because these signs can serve as emotional conductors. And contrary to all the descriptions of Sagittarius as being this sort of like, rough around the edges, crispy critter, a person who is, independent and wants their space and doesn't want to be crowded and is therefore presumed to be someone who is detached, to the contrary, Sagittarius is one of the most attached signs because of this probe into water. And so the way the signs are oriented around Sagittarius in terms of the house value that each sign has, you are very much adapted to life on this planet because you connect on the level of feeling. Now, the level of feeling can also be a thing that inspires people to alienate themselves, to separate themselves from, because it is so sensitive. And one of the things that happens with those with strong Sag charts, sun, rising, moon, is that their sensitivity is profound, and the choice to want space and back off and all that is in some ways what you might think of as a reaction formation, that there's so much sensitivity and emotion that you need to give yourself distance from it. Problem is now that there is so much there, it's really not possible to have much distance at all from your feelings, and you have no choice but to go into your feelings. And this will be profitable to do that, to stay emotionally grounded, to stay in your feeling body. And there are a few specifics about that, one of which is that Neptune is there. Neptune being a planet that is made of water, and there's a whole lot of water. Neptune is the god of the sea, and now he's returned to his home in the sea and has served to refresh what may have been either stagnant or very seriously churned up waters. And so the kind of turbidity, you might say, was a factor of Uranus in Pisces between, let's see if I can get this right, approximately 2004 to 2000.